It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
President Obama told CNN's Jake Tapper today that Congress made a mistake by overwhelmingly voting to override his veto. The Senate did this, actually, on a measure that would now allows families, but the families of those killed in the 9/11 attacks to sue the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The override is the first of the Obama presidency and was supported by lawmakers in both parties. As a matter of fact, it was a 97-1 vote. Harry Reid, the only vote, like, hey, what are you doing? Why are we doing? What are we doing? Wait, hold on a second.
And you think about the polarized world of politics right now. How often do you see a vote like that, 97-1? It's usually split down party lines.
Yeah,
there's so many of these.
Not in this case.
No.
The concern that I've had has nothing to do with Saudi Arabia per se or my sympathy for 9/11 families. It has to do with me not wanting a situation in which we're suddenly exposed to liabilities for all the work that we're doing all around the world. And suddenly finding ourselves subject to the private lawsuits in courts where we don't even know exactly whether they're on the up and up in some cases.
President is saying it's going to be devastating to U.S. military, our diplomatic, you know, forces and the intelligence communities as well to try to be working with Saudi Arabia. And then this happens.
But this is it's a dangerous precedent, and it's an example of why sometimes you have to do what's hard. And frankly, I wish Congress here had done what's hard. I didn't expect it, because voting, if you're perceived as voting against 9/11 families right before an election, not surprisingly, that's a hard vote for people to take. But it would have been the right thing to do.
It's easy for him to say, not running for anything. Right?
I mean, I guess, but is it totally political? I don't know. I mean, maybe some people think it's right, too.
Well, everything is political. If they were able to hold this vote after the election, it would have come out differently.
You think it
would
not?
Oh, for sure. Because, first of all, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they've influenced U.S. Congress for very, very, very many decades now. Mm-hmm. Right? And, you know, they are very much recipients of our largesse. We supply them with money and with weaponry and with stability and intelligence and things like that.
Right.
And this is just another one of those pieces of the plank in the Middle East. And not that, listen, Saudi Arabia is no friend to our most important ally there, of Israel, but it is a, but, you know, there seems to be an understanding where, they, like in all those movies where they all meet in a cafe somewhere, mm-hmm. and they all agree to something.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Saudis and the Israelis get together, and it's Charlie Wilson's war. This actually happened. They met in Egypt in a cafe to sit around and figure out how to get weapons to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan.
Yet 15 of the 19 hijackers from 9/11
were Saudis.
Saudis,
yes.
So
yes.
That's,
and so is Bin Laden.
So that's something very difficult for a lot of people to get
right,
past.
Because there is
in
a
terms
belief
of their connectivity.
Right. There is a belief that they were very intimately connected to September 11th, and that there were people in the Saudi government and people in the Saudi royal family who were aware of it, which is why they want to sue them. But I don't know that those lawsuits are actually going to go. But well,
who knows where they'll go.
But it's all decided now, so that's what's happening. Checking in at
number 4.
Here we go.
Alicia Machado. Or do you say Machado?
That was Machado.
Machado. Former Miss Universe, who Donald Trump called Miss Piggy and Ms. Housekeeping,
which really happened,
reacted kind of flippantly last night when asked by Anderson Cooper whether she had once participated in a murder and threatened to kill a judge.
You know, I have my past. Of course, everybody has. And I'm not a saint, but that is not the point now. That moment in Venezuela was wrong. Was another speculation about my life, because I'm a really famous person in my country, and he can use whatever he wants to use. The point is, that happened 20 years ago. He was really rude with me. He tried to destroy my self-esteem, and now I'm a voice in the Latin community.
Right.
Yeah.
Except she's also allegedly drove the getaway car in that attempted murder case with her boyfriend. I mean, she has this past that is... she isn't the best person to be putting forward and being on, you know, the Clintons to use as part of their political messaging. And yet, I mean, still, he did say those things about her.
Yeah.
And they're really bad.
And he didn't know about the murder or anything. But he's a bore. And but when he did say, and I think he said to Howard Stern, which is where all of the good audio from this campaign has come from. So I want to just give some credit to our brother in sound, Howard Stern, for all of this. But there is a very important point here, which is that, you know, Trump said this woman was a mess and hard to wrangle as Miss Universe. And it sounds like that's exactly the case. Now, he shouldn't have said what he did. He's intolerant and he's that's a creepy thing to say about somebody.
Absolutely.
And it just, and it's, you know, and again, it does go to this whole idea that, you know, he's just sort of a rich dilettante playboy who figures that, you know, women are there to look pretty, shut up, and have sex with
him. And he can say whatever he wants and get away with it because he has for his entire adult life.
Yeah. And there are millions of men out in America who go, yeah, what's wrong with that? Look at him. I want to be just like him. Miss Housekeeping.
Think so.
That's right.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick might be Chicago's Best.
Top 5-5 continues right here. Checking in at
number 3.
I may not be coaching anymore, but Jim Mora is still ranting.
Uh-oh.
He entered NFL soundbite lore with this epic tirade.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
The best.
Very relevant.
Yes, it's very right. It is very relevant to our mood here in Chicago. Now, he's back with a new screaming fit. This time he's taking pundits to task for writing off the playoff chances of the 0-3 New Orleans Saints. Morrow was asked if he thought the Saints season was over. And this is priceless.
No, the season. God, I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that.
I'm just saying the statistics today.
Is the season over? They have 13 more games to play. You just said the season's over. That's the most negative statement that I hear from fans and media ever. Ever. And it bugs me. No, there's 13 more games to play.
Statistically,
the season is not over. And I respect you, but it just drives me crazy because it's not over with 13 games to play. 13 games.
Playoffs?
I feel better now, I think.
Right. I mean, it should give you false hope.
Right.
I think that's what
I've
you're
got
looking
all kinds
for.
Of false hope now.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Jim Mora.
Number 2.
Last night's episode of Dancing with the Stars, Texas Governor Rick Perry, former governor, and Emma Slater, his pro, who had the latest combined total judges' scores, lowest combined, mm-hmm. and latest lowest.
Mm-hmm. He's the latest to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were sent home. Perry noted that he will look great when he takes a dance floor at his daughter's wedding. How about that?
My daughter's getting married the 15th of October, but I can promise you I will look good on the dance floor for her. And I'm doing it for all the veterans out there, and I hope everybody will find a great veterans cause to go help these guys. We've got one called Advance the Colors that I hope everyone will go take a look at.
Did you hear that he probably needed to be eliminated because he wouldn't remember dance number 3? That was in our emails for WGN Radio. I can't take credit for it. It was Ryan Burrow.
And finally,
number 1.
Millions of Americans, 70, 80, could be 500 million, I don't know. Americans tuned in to see the debate between Clinton and Trump on Monday night. Now, among those viewers were the dynamic kids in She Knows Media's Hatch program. The kids share their reactions to the debate from the candidates' policy proposals to onstage demeanor.
It was funny. It was like I was just like watching it and I was like, ha, he's just saying the same thing. He's saying he's rich. And he goes bankrupt a lot.
He didn't pay any federal income tax. So
that makes me smart.
His response was just, that makes me smart. That doesn't really make you smart by saying that.
pay your taxes, dude.
Oh, take that, Donald. That is one thing that seemed to resonate from that debate. People are making their signs and talking about that issue.
And it's funny, though. And I get that, and I understand why, you know, people, even Mark McKinnon, who was a Republican strategist, was like, there's an essential lack of fairness in a billionaire is not paying taxes. But I think that Trump supporters are going to stop and say, hey, that's the law.
Well, he's doing totally everything legal, right?
Well, it's totally legal, although he's being audited for the last 15 years. So what does that tell us?
I mean, I don't know. You've been audited, right? You've talked about that.
Yeah. And I didn't do anything illegal.
There you go.
But
just unethical.
Not even that.
Yeah, you want to be president and you didn't pay your taxes?
You don't think that's unethical? It's not that he didn't pay his taxes.
I don't think it's unethical either.
That he carried forward on losses to next year is one of the things we know about, because 25 years ago, tax releases are really all we have.
Right.
As far as his carry public forwards. Record.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he uses that technique. There's a lot. That happens a lot.
Well, if he knows the loopholes, he can close them up when he becomes president, right?
That's true. I mean, a lot of people are turning it around on Hillary.
He challenged Hillary to do that, and she missed an opportunity there. She should have said, well, will you do that if you're president?
Yeah. And the carry forward. And the carry forward is the one that he actually I think he did say he wanted to do that, which is an incredible irony.
Kidding.
Since it's worked out to me exactly.
By
the way,
true.
I did not mean that.
My fingers were crossed.
Right, my hair was crossed. Everything was crossed. My eyes were crossed. Lie. Wrong. Wrong.
I want Hillary to do that in the next debate to him.
What? Which part?
Be such a good laugh. Yeah. Lie. Wrong.
Lie.
No.
Wrong.
It's already juvenile enough, I think. I'm not going to wish for any more.
Wrong. I am rubber, you are glue.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah, those would be good lines.
I mean, it's almost at that
level. We're producing the debates.
I'm telling you, it's
stay
at that
tuned.
Level.
Yeah,
it is at that
tuned.
Level.
Oh, yeah.
No,
we
you're
can
not.
Hear those.
Yes, you are. No, I'm not.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah, I know you are.
Wrong.
Wrong. You're a loser.
Oh, God.
You're low energy, and your husband cheated on you, okay?
Or the ultimate one when I was growing up, so is your mama. You remember that?
Your mama joke?
Just your mama, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your mama's so fat.
No, you're talking about your mom. Oh, God.
When she sits around the house, she sits around
and
the
hacks
house.
State departments.
Your mama's email is so hacked.
This is juvenile, too, I think.
All right. Are we ready?
We are.
Okay.
More than ready.
That's what you said. I don't know that to be true. Here we go. Hold on. Judy's News coming your way in 2 minutes after we close this thing up.
The top five at five.